I have Katrina Redmond. Hello, Katrina. How are you?
Hi, Noel. How are you?
Not too bad at all. So what's the weather like out in Balbriggan today?
The weather out here is glorious today. After a really, really wet night and we were dreading working down in the allotment scheme today, it is absolutely fantastic. The sun is spitting the stones and all I can see is blue skies. It's wonderful.
Great. Great news for the whole Fingal area, Swords and Balbriggan and that on the... It's not Tidy Towns, but something similar.
Well, it's an allotment scheme, so it's a community allotment scheme. So, do you want me to go back to the very beginning?
Yes, please do, please do.
Well, I remember, I think, the first time we started talking to the council about this was nearly 4 years ago now, when we were out walking the land with one of the lads from Parks and Recreation. And he started talking about how, you know, we'd really love to have an allotment scheme up here. And instantly, everything started ringing in my head, because growing my own food is something that we love to do. I mean, it's a fantastic way to show your kids where their food is coming from. Mm-hmm. It's a brilliant way to stay healthy. You're getting out and about in the fresh air. And when you have allotment schemes, it's really social. It's about community. It's not about going out and growing your own food on your own. You do it together. There's always somebody there to chat to. You know, it's always somebody there to ask a question of if you have any problems or if you have any queries about what's the best time of the month to plant such and such a plant, or what do you do if we've got an aphid infestation, or whatever, really.
I suppose as well, people get ideas for recipes and what different foods they can grow.
Yeah, like that's it. It's so communal. It's all about bringing people together. So now, nearly 4 years on, we're finally just about this weekend to open the allotment scheme. And that's going to be 236 community allotments. And that's funded by the Fingal Leader Partnership from the Department of Environment. And they're open to the community. It's not within walking distance. It is within walking distance of town, but it's not within safe walking distance. Mm-hmm. Quite a dangerous road to get out there.
Okay.
But it's literally just 2 minutes from the town. It's super, super close to the town. We'll also have a space there for a herd of pigs. So I don't know if anybody's been watching Wartime Farm on BBC Two.
Okay, go on.
So basically what we'll do is we'll have a herd of pigs, a free-range herd of pigs. We'll probably go through about two herds a year, and we'll take care of them in a syndicate. And then once they've grown to adult size, then we'll have our Christmas hams.
Don't tell the kids.
Well, I think it's very important for kids to see where their food comes from and, you know, see that animals need to be treated right. Like, the majority of pigs in this country wouldn't be free range. They'd be kept in pens. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important for kids to see how animals can be treated well, treated right, fed the right food, and then that's what ends up on their plate.
And how does the scheme work as allocation for the, what you said, was 260 of them?
236.
Plots,
yeah.
Okay.
So some of the plots now, we do have a small number of plots set aside to test some sustainable fuel. So if anybody has a fire or has a wood-burning stove, what we'll be doing is we'll have a couple of allotments. We'll be testing different types of sustainable fuels. So hopefully in the future we'll have sustainable fuel allotments as well. So you won't have to buy your bag of coal off of the back of a truck or use briquettes. You'll be able to grow your own fuel as well.
That's really terrific. But you just say that you can sign up now for an allotment. So there's still some available for some people.
There are, yeah. We have over 50% are already signed up. And to give you an idea, there's already two other community allotment schemes in the immediate areas. There's one in Skerries and there's one in Turvey. And they're both completely booked up. Turvey has a very, very long waiting list. So we're expecting that we'll probably get to about three quarters booked up by mid November, and then it'll probably go quiet because winter is quiet time anyway for allotments. And then once the spring starts up, then we'll probably be fully booked.
Okay. Is there, you know, the way people have allotments, and I mean, you see a lot of in the English still keep them going quite well. And I mean, the scheme set up down this side as well. But did he have a communal sort of shed where you can leave tools and stuff like that?
Well, what we'd say is we'd encourage people to not store their tools on site. Any valuable tools, take them home with you.
Okay.
You know, like, I mean, we do have quite good security. We do have some security cameras down there. But, you know, valuable tools and stuff like that, take them home with you. But we have no problem with people putting sheds or polytunnels on their plots. Like, polytunnels would be a way to grow food the whole year round, even when it's exceedingly cold in the winter. So, you know, it is a way of growing food for your family, like, 365 days a year.
Okay. And what about beekeeping? That's available at the scheme as well.
Yeah, we also have a section set aside for some hives through the Fingal Beekeepers Association. So that's going to be fantastic as well. Bees are going to be vital to running the allotment. So that'll help with pollination and overall health of all of the plants on the allotment. So it's kind of like a symbiotic relationship. Like they'll work together. That'll make for a really, really good kind of environment down there.
And apart, when you mentioned the word environment there, I'm thinking of, I mean, you have the beekeeping, you have the pigs there, you're actually growing your own food there. People mixing up a lot. But it's like a wonderland for kids, isn't it? It's going to be.
Oh, yeah, it is. We've got quite a large plot set aside for education. So we'll be telling people and showing people how to, you know, propagate, how to take cuttings, how to design a raised bed, you know, how to sow seeds. So if you're a very, very beginner, it's a fantastic opportunity to get in at the very start and learn how to maybe grow one or two crops in the first year and then expand, like, after that. And then for kids, we also have like a green area. Like my children are quite young. I've got a 4-year-old and an 11-month-old. And the 4-year-old can name every single vegetable under the sun when they're growing in the ground. He'll happily come and help us weed and help us pick vegetables and then help us cook them.
Great.
So it's a great way for him to learn from the very beginning.
Absolutely. And the concept of a pig club, you say it's not new. So
no.
How exactly will it work? I mean, you can go up there and interact, but how does it work?
Well, on a very basic level, what we'll do is when we get the first herd in the spring, we'll set up a syndicate. So there'll be a limited number of people who'll be able to buy part of a pig. So everybody will be responsible in that syndicate for taking care of the pigs, the herd of pigs, so making sure that they're fed, they're watered, that everything up there is kept healthy for them. Then the scraps from the allotments will also go towards feeding them. So, like, getting back to that idea of environment. So we'll be keeping them healthy, we'll be keeping them free range, and then once they reach that adult size, then we will take them off and they'll be humanely slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people who have part of the pig, then they can either elect to have it butchered locally or they can butcher it themselves.
Okay.
And then it'll probably go into a deep freeze. Mm-hmm. But basically the idea is that we all do it together. Like, it's not something that's commonly done in Ireland, but like the price of food is just going up and up and up. And like any family, like, I mean, well, us in particular, like, we've had a serious, serious drop in income. Our grocery budget is very, very small.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to have part of a herd of pigs and to grow our own vegetables and fruit, it's another way to keep our household costs down and keep our kids eating healthily.
Yeah, it's amazing when you talk about it. I don't know whether it was on the people's minds at the time, but I remember going back. There was lots of places like belonging to farms dotted in around the city, and you'd see people going around collecting waste food, and as you call it, the slops, and it'd be for the pigs that would be actually, as I say, dotted around the city in places. So we were, even though we mightn't have been aware where we were thinking of the environment at that particular time in the 60s.
Yeah.
So before I go any further and ask you a few more things, I want to get, if people are interested in any of this, what should they do?
Well, they can email allotments@fingalcoco.ie to reserve an allotment. The allotments are really, really cheap. Like, I mean, you're not going to get a cheaper allotment. It's €1 per square metre per year. So the smallest allotment is 5 by 10, so that's 50 square metres. So the most you're going to pay rental on that for a whole year is €50 for the whole year. Like, you can't get better than that.
Yeah, people are going to have different sizes depending on what.
Yeah, you
what
can have them.
Okay.
A 5 by 10 size would feed a family for the year. Then there's a larger size, which is a 10 by 10, and a super huge size, which is 20 by 10. But I doubt very many people are going to take that larger size. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, it's an awful lot of hard work. You'd really need to be down there a huge amount of time every day to make sure that you can keep that going over. Like stuff like weeding, that takes up an awful lot of time. So you can email allotments@fingalcoco.ie. There's information on the Fingal County Council website, which is www.fingalcoco.ie. Or you can come down on Saturday at 10 o'clock to the new allotment scheme, which is just north of Balbriggan on the old Drogheda Road.
Mm-hmm.
And between 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock on Saturday, we have an open day where the community is getting together to put in volunteer hours to finish out the allotment scheme. We have to put in 500 volunteer hours to qualify for the community funding. So everybody's going to pull together, finish out the allotment scheme, and from the point that we've done that 500 volunteer hours, that's it. The allotment scheme belongs to the community from there on.
Okay, and we were talking there about people swapping recipes and stuff like that, yeah. Getting ideas, and maybe like myself, no green fingers at all, that get ideas on what they can grow and how they can grow. But you have a website of your own and you're very interested in cooking.
I do. I have a blog. It's called Wholesome Ireland. So it's wholesomeireland.com. It's all about cooking for your family on a serious budget. It's not complicated food. It's simple food. Like I believe in like keeping things simple. You know the old acronym KISS, keep it simple, stupid. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. If good food doesn't have to be complicated. Just if you treat it simply and well, then you can feed everybody healthily.
And so recipes and all on your website?
There are recipes. There's sweet recipes. There's savoury recipes, vegan, vegetarian. Plenty of recipes with meat now, mind you. everything tends to be prepared on a budget. So our family dinner, our family meal of the day will cost less than €5 for the whole family. So there's plenty of information on that. There's a section on how to do a store cupboard stock take to save yourself money on a monthly basis. Maybe mm-hmm. save up for a holiday or save up for that big red fella who's coming up far too quickly for my liking.
It's too quick, yeah.
But I mean, it's not complicated. It's just to show people that it is actually quite easy to feed your family well on a budget.
Yeah, and I think with a lot of the talk of obesity and stuff like that, yeah. And kids and eating proper food, as well as it being economical, it is healthy as well.
Yeah, no, it is. That's
okay, so give us your website again, your own one, and then the allotments.
Well, my website is wholesomeireland.com. And the allotment details can be found on the Fingal County Council website, or you can email allotments@fingalcoco.ie.
Okay, Katrina, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'm sure it's going to be a great success, as
you
it has
too.
Been great. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Katrina.
Bill.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's Katrina Redmond there, and that's from the Balbriggan allotment.